More and more Australians are going hungry as the drought and financial insecurity tightens its grip on our communities here in regional New South Wales and across the country. A report by Food Bank, a not-for-profit group which provides food to charities across the country, found one in five Australians have run out of food at least once in the past year and were unable to buy more for a while. There's also been a 22% rise in people seeking emergency food supplies. Now, 30% of the food Food Bank distributes is to regional New South Wales. Well, 30% of the population is in regional New South Wales, and Food Bank's New South Wales and ACT CEO Gerry Anderson spoke to our Kelly Fuller and told her the work the charities are doing is unfortunately essential.
I talk to the charities every day in our Glendenning warehouse, and they keep telling me they've got more demand, there's more people needing it. It's people on lower income who are the major people that need some help, and then obviously the unemployed, the single parent families, and there's a growing element of people who've retired or the aged who are also needing some assistance. So at least once a week, 3 in 10 food insecure people go a whole day without having anything to eat. And in Australia, that's unacceptable.
And when we say food insecure, how do you define that? What do you...
They don't know where their next meal is coming from.
So every day...
There's... 3 out of 10 of those people who are worried about where their next meal is coming from don't eat.
It just is heartbreaking.
22% of those families are kids. And so that amounts to about 700,000 children who go to school without breakfast or bed without dinner every day. And we know, because we're fortunate the state government have provided us with some funding over the next 4 years to increase our school breakfast program up to 500 more schools than what we're currently doing, because the need is there. And the other unfortunate factor that's come out of this that hasn't come out previously, that women are 1.5 times... more likely to have experienced going hungry in the past 12 months than men.
And Gerry, are you able to sort of dive any deeper into these statistics with any regional perspective at all?
Look, we're seeing a great deal of demand from the bush. In the last few weeks, we've been delivering hampers to the drought communities. And since October last year, so in the last 12 months, we've delivered 10,000 food hampers and 5,000 personal care hampers. And I've received over 100 thank you letters or emails from mums, from dads, from wives, from kids, just saying, hey, thanks, Gerry. We are doing it a bit tough, but it's nice to know somebody in the city shares our grief and is trying to help us.
And that's the Food Bank New South Wales and ACT CEO Gerry Anderson speaking to ABC Illawarra's Kelly Fuller. The charities who receive products from Food Bank and pass them on to those in need are smaller groups working in the communities where they live. One of them is the Country Women's Association. Nia Worrell is the Vice President of the Barradine CWA and the founder of the CWA's Drought Pantry. When did you establish the Drought Pantry?
In July last year.
And it was supposed to be temporary, understand?
Yes, yes. We had a man from Sydney ring us and say, I'll be coming up and I've got 10 boxes of food for Barradine, hampers we've done up our company. Would you ladies be able to distribute them? So he arrived on the day of our meeting on the 5th of July last year, and the lady said, well, how are we going to do this? Most of our members are elderly. I'm one of the young ones, and I'm 72. And so we said, well, we'll just run along the roads, you know, thinking of the farmers along the way, as we've lived there all our lives, we know them, and who's got children, we'll tell them to come in and pick them up. So we did that, and then we had a nice lady called Mel from the coast ring up and said she had some she was bringing up. So she arrived with a trailer and half the back of her ute. So we put out two or three tables and we put that on it, and we rang all the farmers to come in, and everybody, some of the members got on different roads and rang farmers to come in. Oh, no, I don't need anything. Give it to so-and-so. He needs more, you know. And anyway, we got them to come in because we had a catering job the next Wednesday. So we sort of made them come and get it because we had to have the hall free of this stuff. And then we just did that. Fiona and a 10-ton truck turned up from Inglis.
Wow.
And we've been going ever since.
Okay, so how do you manage it? Because you've got events on in the hall. How do you balance it?
We don't have events in our hall. We're losing income because we can't hire our hall out. Our hall is full of non-perishable groceries, and we have 140 families, equating to about 450 to 480 in about 100-kilometre radius of Barradine, our small community in the northwest. And they can come in once a week and get a grocery order, and they can come in whenever they like for a cup of tea and a talk and a chat. And we have about 65 to 70 children in that, just listening to Jerry saying children going hungry. I've heard some dreadful, dreadful things. People couldn't send their children to school because they had no food to put in their lunch boxes.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, no, it's really bad. A lot of people...
So what are you going to do? Like, because obviously, you know, this was a temporary thing. You said, come and get the stuff because we've got, you know, we've got to do a catering job. And you're just saying you can't even hire the hall out and get any income for it. So is there anywhere else or anyone else that could help, you know, with some space to run it?
Well, nowhere in our little town. I would have moved into it so we could hire our hall. We have a lovely little hall. It's great for parties or small weddings or small parties or the things that the CWA ladies do. We haven't had to be able to have our days, our international days, and we have a high tea, little things we have to raise money each year we do. We haven't been able to do that, but the ladies have just been wonderful. We're so lucky to have a little bit of money at the moment in our kitty, so we're able to keep going. And we had one of the members set up a Facebook site, and people give us money, and that goes into a special bank account, and we have put $100,000 through our small community in vouchers.
Wow.
We give the vouchers to the farmers, and they go and buy what they want at the shops, and then...
The local shops, so you're keeping the money...
Shops. Yep, yeah. Local. That's a lot of money in our small town. We've got 9 shops.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. People are so good, and it is mainly the coast, the coastal people that are keeping us going, and mainly the Central Coast. But since it went out, a little article went out in the Seniors magazine, and we've had a lot of people ringing from all around, elderly people. I am 90 years of age. I've been on a farm. I know what drought's like. I can only give you $50, but I will send you $50. And I said, $50 is a voucher for a farmer to buy some fuel.
Nia, you've been in Barradine for a while. Have you ever seen
it? All my life, born and bred.
Like this before?
No. We are farmers. Yep. Never. We are selling our breeding stock. Yep.
That's heartbreaking.
It is. And I'm trying.
Have you taken a package home yourself yet?
Yes, I've taken some home, yes.
Good.
I have to. I've got 3 sons on the land and a daughter on the land, and it's just heartbreaking. But, Fiona, this is just lovely. It just comes from nowhere. The good Lord, I have faith in Jesus Christ, and the good Lord is just supplying it. When we get down and we say, oh, looks like we're going to have to close, we've only got a bit of this and a bit of that, and out comes another truck to the front door. It just arrives. It just arrives.
It's sounding pretty miraculous at this point.
It is. Yep. Oh, well, looks like we're going to have to close, girls. No. We have farming wives come in and work. We're open 6 days a week from 10 to 1. Some of the farmers' wives come in and work in the pantry because it's a talk for someone else and it's to get off the place for a little while. We have a few chairs in the corner. We make a cup of tea. Our older members make scones and cakes for us. We offer everyone a cuppa, sit down, and we call it the mental health corner.
It sounds like a very good corner to have in the hall.
It is. It's saving people. I had one man put 2 hands on my shoulders. He was about 3 inches from my face. He said, thank you, ladies. Without you, ladies, we'd have starved to death.
Oh, yeah.
That's horrible. In Australia, it's supposed to be a wonderful country. And Fiona, the worst thing is nobody's getting much help from the government. All this money they're saying they're giving out, they are not giving out. People can't get it. People can't access it. We've got rural financial counsellor in our town trying to help people get stuff, and they just can't get it.
Nia, I know that the CWA has been an absolute lifeline during this drought, and that's where people are putting money, because you know who in your community needs it. And obviously in Barradine, it's just working very, very effectively. Thank you so much for telling us a bit more about
it. Thank you, Fiona, and thank you to Food Bank. They've come on board with us the last few months, and we've been getting their hampers, and we just give those to the farmers to take home too. And one of our lovely ladies in Barradine went for a drive out, loaded up her van and went for a drive about 80 kilometres out to a little place, rang all the ladies around there, and they come to the local fire shed, which is the only thing out there, and they gathered up hampers and took home. So people are just wonderful.
So are you, Nia. Thank you. Thanks for telling us about it. What?
I'm exhausted.
Are you?
But I have a wonderful gang. 28 volunteers, great, backing me up. They're wonderful.
Nia, thanks so much for talking to us. And
thank you, Fiona.
For, I'm sure, telling a whole lot of people how much help that can be made and done, and how grateful everyone is for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Fiona.